Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my friends. I am so excited to be sitting here recording this right now because I have waited all year to tell you about this week's intention. I really have. I've waited all year to get to share this theme of the week with you because I have waited all year for spring. And I think maybe you have too. We are officially entering that marker of spring. We are in the middle of the transition. It's happening right now. We have spring equinox coming our way at the middle of this week. And that means we are letting go of winter. We're saying goodbye to winter. It's been beautiful. And it's been long, at least it has for me. And it's time to fully usher in that vibrant, fresh, exciting energy of the season of spring. I am so excited. I'm sure you can tell. Spring really is my favorite season of the year. There's beauty and magic to all the seasons, but for me, there's something about the renewal and the rebirth of spring that I love so very much. It feels like coming out of a cocoon in a way, you know, feeling those first warm rays of the sun, planting seeds and watching things grow again, watching nature come back to life. It is so beautiful and so magical. So our intention for this week is really simple, but we're going to be doing some pretty deep and exciting work. This week, I will let go of winter and embrace the season of spring. This week, I will let go of winter and embrace the season of spring. I can't wait to get started. If you want to join me, I'm leading a spring equinox ceremony on Wednesday over at yogagirl.com. It's live, but you can take it anytime. So you can join me over there if you want. But all throughout the week here on The Daily Practice for free, I'm going to be sharing practices that I do to welcome in spring in my day-to-day life. And one of the things I want to start with, which is a great way to begin today, is to take a little moment to check in with your winter self. And also take a little moment to check in with how winter might be lingering around your house or in your home, or winter might be lingering in your body or in your mind in certain ways. How has your winter self felt this past season? And are you ready to let that version of yourself go? Do you have things from Christmas lingering all around your house? Is it time already, maybe hopefully, to get rid of some of those winter things and move them out into the garage or down into the basement or up into the attic or to the back of the closet and bring out some of your springtime clothing, perhaps? Depending on where you are in the world, you might have already done that, or this week might just be the week. Is there something that you want to literally sweep away and clear out that's lingering from winter? And that can be the very literal sweeping of old leaves from your backyard or your lawn. It can be dealing with your compost if you have a garden. It can be something that needs to just be cleaned out and cleared out from winter time. Here in Sweden, it's almost time to change our tires. It's also like one of those big markers of spring is coming when we finally let go of our winter tires. That's happening now as well. What has to happen for you to actually close the door on winter to begin that transition of saying hello to spring? As always, when we invite something new, we have to make some space and we have to say goodbye to the old. And I love aligning our daily rhythm with what is happening in the rhythm of nature. So really taking some time to look outside and notice how everything is changing already. And that transition between seasons usually feels very slow and very gradual, but all of a sudden it's just happening and spring is here. So what has to happen for you to let go of winter? Is there something lingering that you want to say goodbye to? You can spend some time contemplating that or taking some action around that if you want today. And then tomorrow we're going to do a deepening journaling practice on welcoming in spring. I can't wait to get started. I am so happy this week is here. I bet you feel it too. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to dive in, and I'll be back with a new practice tomorrow.